An anti-war piece I actually did about 5 years ago, and it's called "Women Would Be America Again." And it seems like, given the fact that 30,000 more troops are going to Afghanistan, that unfortunately this isn't. I can't retire this yet. But this is in 04, and this is still when Bush was president. A hand is cut off in the Middle East, but a tongue is cut off in America. Used to paint war markings on corpses scorched earth with red, white, and blue. A civil war is brought to Uncle Sam's doorstep, where one wipes his feet on civility, writes a check to his right pay to play, and makes sure he wins fair and square. Collected money goes as far as the flavor du jour, so who's fighting the markup price of America anymore? When will it be America again if it was America before? A body is blown up in the desert, but the conscience is blown up in America. The fearful, the loathing, we're told by cranial voices that war is peace, fair is foul, and God's love is hate. The world is a body of old West shrapnel, called for deaths, the insecure culture of life, and kill for liberation on the world's other side, and pay your politicians in fear, and give them your piece of what's free. God's fans don't care for hungry folk, but don't want no mud races free. They can say they're his children till the second does come, but all his children will still sit in their sections, so coded by their creed and color. When you got God's love, you don't need no job. All you need is a good grip on the good book. So passionate in your compassion, and so conservative in your want for peace. Would you use your second-hand amendment and shoot a prince of peace? Would you use your second-hand amendment and shoot a prince of peace? A head is cut off in the Middle East, but the mind is cut off in America. Ladies and gentlemen of the evening, use Newsle's oral charge to spin you a tale of the tortoise and hare race for lies. So we don't know the difference between brain candy and brain poison. So we don't understand that chicken hawks and chicken shits sit on opposite ends of the congressional covered wagon. When will we have the IPO of USA, INC, land of the me, home of the slain, birthplace of freedom, where you can be dumb for free? And the weapon got a free pass while the womb is on a short lease. And the anti-peace American Tories bow down to George the King. The richest in the world, we keep telling ourselves, the richest in the world. So while the millionaire digits count the number of poor, the best health in the world, we keep telling ourselves, the best health in the world. That is too good to share, for sharing with our own is weakness in Uncle Sam's world. While the good and the poor march in the sand to die young. As Dick Cheney punches a cardiac hole in his card, get out of hell free card, on his cardiac arrest record. When is it America again if it was that way before? When will you name a kid after something you can't afford, though he didn't cost much to make in the first place, because you don't need emotional investment to make a kid anymore? When is it America again when the ruling class paint themselves in colors without consequence? Hollywood tans are white America's church's chicken, and disenfranchisement is the trend now. Sheltered children want to be vanilla gangsters now, like mom and dad, who wanted white chocolate rock and roll. Francis Scott Key, by the dawn's early light, I've seen enough. America don't look her best in the light. I see every wrinkle, drawn line, and credibility gap in her face. I'm hanging in there. Thank you. I'm gonna do one more piece, and this is another piece that I don't necessarily say I'm known for, but a lot of people really like this piece, and it's the last poem in my book. It's called Ice Sister. And I remember when I was a little kid, when I used to watch the Winter Olympics, I used to love watching always the figure skaters, and I used to daydream about, you know, how I, let me put say dream about being an ice skater as a kid, and you know, this was pretty Debbie Thomas and Sarita Bonelli and Rory Flack. The feeling in my bones come from motherland desert schemes, but I can still dream of hitting the scene as an ice queen. Me and myself and I losing in the soothing of the scraping of blades against that frozen floor. Moved so hot, even Rick James says I'm cold-blooded. I know the ice away and my bright ethnics all the way from the motherland. My kente handkerchief top harness with sheer brown nylon. African head wrap of sky orange covering my natural mane. Cowrie studded armbands working the loveliness of my arms. Stepping and gliding, too smooth sliding, cross vibing with silvery metal and the white leather of skates. Working my homegirl muscle, something fierce. Power and grace unparalleled, and the delicate ice princess only dare to dream. Rolling and scraping, mouths all gaping, working the sow, cow, axo, and all that other skating lingo. I bring the skate stadium down with earth, wind, and fire, because they know I'm a shining star. Floating and grooving, too smooth, and when I win my gold medal, I'll be all tears and smiles. When they play that national anthem, I'll raise my fist up high for the powerless, dreamless, esteemless. Got my fist up for them all. That's what could have been if I kept those skates as a child and cast off those empty promises by my sisters that I might go skating next time. Instead of skating on mom's hardwood floor, mustering all my smallness for stomping and scraping, unknown of my own grace in the bedroom space. I would skate like all my sisters before me, Debbie, Serena, Rory, and Ty. On a rare star, I'd be point number five. Stepping and gliding, too smooth sliding, with my big, strong, homegirl thighs. Step and glide, step and glide. Thank you. And I have chapbooks over here for sale.